Actually, I was imprisoned after the school. My services were terminated in 1977, in the last months of the 77 after the school, and I started the movement in favor of Chairman Bhutto. I was at that time I was Joint Secretary of SM Law College Karachi, and I was jailed under MLO 12. MLO
What is
12,
that?
Martial Law Order 12. For 3 months I was detained. I was released by two judges, division bench of Sindh High Court. And on the very night, I was again arrested by the local police under the same MLO 12. And it happened thrice. Three times I was arrested by division bench of Sindh High Court, and again martial law authorities arrested me. And after that, I'm here as you've seen me here.
Is your position now a difficult one? Do you think you could be arrested again?
Yeah, a few days ago I was arrested when Zia was coming to Karachi. He was for 3 days in Karachi, and I was in lockup. For 3 days I was in lockup with the criminal peoples. I saw my arrested order that as President Zia is coming to Karachi, therefore the following student leaders, oblique pro-PPP leaders, should be arrested immediately under Section 151 CRPC.
Do you think General Zia fears an assassination attempt or a coup?
As far as coup is concerned, it happened two or three times before also, and some of the people were arrested from his administration. And one thing which I wanted to tell you about Nazir Abbasi, who was a Sindhi student leader and very good and very brave student leader. He was arrested by these army people, and he was in the torture camp of the army. And he was murdered by them during torture. And when his wife went to lodge the complaint before the authorities, they refused to lodge the complaint. But that thing is on the record that they refused.
One controversial point of view of the opposition in Pakistan is to recognize Babrak Kamal in Afghanistan.
We should have a friendship with all these neighbor countries, because as far as present situation is concerned, we are not in a position to go and fight with any big power.
To recognize Babrak Kamal and the Russian-backed regime in Afghanistan would mean to refuse to support the Mujahideen, to send back the refugees.
They should go back to their country. As far as our country is concerned, this country is very poor. We can't afford these mujahideens or these refugees to give their food and all these.
Don't you think they'll be killed if they go back?
No. Why they killed? No. And actually, one thing I tell you, that the democracy in every country is very essential, very necessary. And in Kabul, there should also be a democratic government.
Is that possible under the Russians?
Not at present.
But in future, look at the rest of the Soviet bloc.
As far as Soviet bloc is concerned, it's very difficult to say that what they want to do in Afghanistan in future.